Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
All right, folks, Stat or Story time. We got to go quick here. We got to turn and burn. I will take the reins and we'll go first. Your number is nine.
Nine
is your number.
Nine times. Is it Ferris Bueller?
Is there a niner in there? Nine times. Nine. Is it the number of playoff series that Mike Malone won during his tenure as head coach of the Denver Nuggets? Or is it the number of counts of battery that are awaiting a 16-year-old at Rio Rancho High School in New Mexico who peed in the water cooler of their high school rival team at a JV baseball game?
It's a stat. Well, he won four when they won the title. I want to say he won more, but...
Lost to Portland in the second round in the seven-gamer.
I'm going to go... But that's... If you're doing... how many counts? No, you're right. It's less than that. I'll go stat.
It's less than that? Yep. It is a stat. 9-1. Nine series.
Is how many Mike Malone... yesterday.
Yeah, I Riggins'd. Assumed that you would. You Riggins'd me. Thank you for at least letting me finish my stat before interrupting me.
That was great last week.
A member of Rio Rancho High School JV's baseball team urinated in the water cooler of the La Cueva High School baseball team, and he is facing 15 counts of battery. The Rio Rancho Police Department announced on Friday. He's a 16-year-old. He has not been announced yet because he's a minor.
Yeah.
But the police department issued in a news release is facing the charges in connection. I guess before the game, he went over into their dugout, took a leak in their water cooler, and then joked about it with his teammates. The details got out. Now they are investigating it, and he is facing 15 counts. And the police basically told the families, like, you know, maybe go consult a physician if your kid drank out of that water cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd want to throw up. Your number is eight.
Eight.
Eight. The number is eight. Is it the number of hits the San Francisco Giants have accumulated after being shut out in two straight games? Or is it the number of people, counting the pilot, that were on a passenger plane that skidded off the runway into North Bend in Southwest Oregon and fell into Coos Bay?
Stat.
Okay. Since he's watching the gents, I'll go stat there as well.
Okay. It is indeed.
Swing and a foul.
A stat.
It is a stat.
Yeah.
As the Giants have been shut out in two straight games
I saw that plane in the drink. The Reds. Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, that's right. The Cincinnati Reds.
Yes.
Cincinnati Reds are a juggernaut. Can't beat the Reds,
man.
And then
he had to watch those City Connect jerseys as well last night.
Yeah, those are pretty hideous.
Starting to...
Not a big fan of those.
Smell like a fraudulent start there to the season after those last two.
No. Sound a little cocky over there in last place.
We are sniffing the Phillies.
Beat them last night.
Only got five back.
Braves still have better odds to win their division than the Giants.
That is true. That is true.
Hey, raise your hand if your team's won a World Series in the last 5 years. Why don't you get you one of those? No.
I'll give it a shot.
The pilot and four passengers of a small private airplane skidded off the runway and fell into Coos Bay.
I'm assuming that was a PJ headed to Bandon?
It was a I think it was PJ headed in for Bandon, yes, because it was coming in. Where's the town? It flew in from Utah. They were flying in from Utah. They had a landing situation happen, and it resulted with them ending up in Coos Bay.
Landing situation.
In about 5 feet of water.
Now, yeah.
I've always thought, landing in water, you generally just think, well, I'm probably going to die from impact. But my second thought, and close to my first thought, is, damn, that water's going to be freezing cold.
It's going to be cold, but you do have a chance if you can, if you see what's going on and you're, you know, get yourself out and, you know.
Luckily, only minor injuries suffered to these people.
That's
a miracle. There was only minor injuries and nothing more serious
than that. That abandoned trip suddenly got infinitely better.
That's an all-time story to tell. All-time story to tell.
Hoping Bandon, you know, rolled out a little red carpet for him down there if they found out.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Your final number is 41. Is it the number of starts at the Masters Bernhard Langer will make when he puts the tee in the ground early Tuesday morning? His final one, his final competitive round at the Masters.
He's a cheating bastard with an anchored putter.
31?
41.
41, thank you.
41. Or is it the percent of the world's gin, the world's gin that is manufactured, distilled, that is consumed by the Philippines, the biggest gin-drinking country in the world? It is National Gin and Tonic Day for those need a reason.
It's your day.
Yeah, I mean, that would take you back to 1984-ish. Now, I'm sure he missed one or two along the way.
Going story.
You got to go story here?
That's a lot of That's a lot of Masters.
That is a lot of Masters.
I don't know how old Bernhard Langer.
He's very old. He's very old. Past champion.
You know what?
He's been on the senior tour for a long time
now. What
do you think? It's hard for me because I don't remember when he broke onto the PGA Tour. I know he's older.
But does he want us to think that's a lot? There's no way it could be a stat, and it's a stat.
That's kind of where my head's at. Don't follow me because I'm terrible,
stat.
But I'm going to go stat. I'm going to go stat.
Following you.
Bernhard Langer's 41st start.
When was his first?
It was early 80s. He won his first jacket in 1985.
Yeah, he won one early on in his career.
And then he won again in 93. He is 67 years old. Mm.
They gifted him a custom Augusta Masters Mercedes.
Mm. Yes. And so he has won.
Damn,
he won last year on the Champions Tour.
It's badass.
He's the all-time Champions Tour winner for both regular events and senior majors.
Yes, he is.
And he has won a tournament in 18 consecutive years on the Champions Tour every year that he's been there.
And he's a cheating bastard because he plays with an anchored putter. He still anchors his putter. You cheating bastard.
You could make a good argument that this is, or should
he's be. He's one of the most fit. He's out of the Gary Player, though. He's amazingly fit and has kept himself in ridiculous shape.
Well, he looks great for his age. You could make a real argument that in 15 years, that Mercedes-Benz should be the most valuable Mercedes-Benz in the world.
Yeah.
That's a pretty badass Mercedes-Benz.
The interior of this thing
is nuts.
The color.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is National Gin and Tonic Day, so get out there. Weather should be dry today. Enjoy. Raise one up.
Are we going to have good weather today?
It'll be dry. It'll be a little warmer than yesterday. It's not
going
to be like last weekend, but you should be able to get around.
You're not going
to
get soaked.
The Philippines is the world's largest gin market by volume, and they consume 43% of the gin produced in the world.
How's that going to impact with tariffs?
Well, they produce a lot of their own gin.
Mm.
It is Ginebra San Miguel is the local distillery that does it. There you go.
Enjoy your G's and T's, man.
Enjoy your G's and T's
today. Go get a G and T today.
Azaleas tomorrow.
Azaleas tomorrow and Friday. It's going to be delightful. There you go. Saturday story a little bit later than usual. Every Wednesday, usually at 8:15.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases. We'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.